20-7. Let's talk some boxing because there is an enormous bout this weekend. It is the resumption of the feud between Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. Ben Damon is on hand, Fox Sports chief boxing reporter, who's been good enough to join us. So good morning, Ben.
Yeah, good morning. How are things back home? It's certainly picking up over here. We're starting to get into the heavyweight world title spirit, and Vegas is pumping.
What's it like, Vegas, in a build-up like this? Because not only is this a heavyweight title fight, it's two massive personalities who seemingly don't have much love for each other, which creates a whole different level of tension.
Yeah, it's a massive fight, and these are two huge personalities, and that really adds to this promotion. So you've got two very contrasting boxing styles, but two men who are very confident, love to talk it up, and are pretty forthright in regards to what they plan to do to the other. So, yeah, this is the biggest heavyweight title fight we've seen for an awfully long time, and it's got all of the bells and whistles. It's got a great deal of promotion over here. It's become a really mainstream fight. It's going to do huge numbers internationally and in Australia. And, it's a very exciting one as well, because you've got Deontay Wilder, who is arguably the biggest puncher in the history of the heavyweight division, and Tyson Fury, who is an enigma because he's not a big puncher. He just moves and shakes around and tricks people out of throwing their own punches and outboxes them and makes them look silly at times. So it's a fantastic fight, and the stage is well and truly set for Sunday Australian time with Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury to do it all again.
And I imagine too the excitement builds because it goes against the trend of modern boxing, which has annoyed a lot of people, Ben, that the best fighters avoid the other best fighters. These guys are happy to get in the ring and have another crack at it. They want to see how good they are in this situation.
Yeah, so we've seen the crossing of the paths, the crossing of the lines in international boxing, because they're with different promotional outfits who don't often work together. And for this fight, and for the first time they did it as well, they managed to breach that impasse. So, yeah, it's really good for the sport that this can be done, that these two sides can come together to make a massive fight like this. And, yeah, we see an Englishman and an American, Top Rank and PBC, coming together, and the networks as well in Fox in the US and ESPN. So it took a lot of negotiations to get this done, but they've done it, and we're the beneficiaries because we get to see a heavyweight world title fight with arguably the two best heavyweight boxers in the world, but certainly with the winner to be very worthy of that crown. So it's hugely exciting for the sports, and really good for the heavyweight division. And if the heavyweight division is strong, then boxing is strong.
Ben, was it gamesmanship yesterday at the press conference, or do these two seriously not like each other?
Well, I don't think it's gamesmanship. Like, there's been so much build-up to this fight. There's been so much discussion. There was obviously a first fight, 12 rounds the first time around as well. So there's animosity. There's a lot of feeling. And it's such an important fight for the legacy of both of these fighters and for their ongoing boxing careers. So I think what we saw yesterday is the fact that they do like to talk it up. They're both forthright. They're both confident. And it exploded into a lot of words, a great deal of words, and then a little push and shove as well. They were pretty smart about the way they did that. Obviously, they didn't want to cut each other or headbutt or do anything that's going to compromise the fight. But they went just shy of that. And certainly the war of words was hotter yesterday than it has been at any point during the promotion for bout one or this second time around. So I don't know whether there was any plans by promoters for anything in particular to be said or done at that at their press conference, but certainly these fighters did what they pleased. They decided to try and get in under each other's skin, and I think they succeeded.
How important is it for boxing to have a healthy heavyweight division?
Yeah, it's massive. If the heavyweight division is strong, then all of boxing is the beneficiary. So we have a very strong heavyweight division now for the first time in quite a while. Obviously, we had the Klitschkos, who dominated the division for quite some time, and they were not the glory days of boxing. They were brilliant boxers, but they weren't the sort of boxers who captured the imagination of the international sporting public. So now we have these sorts of fellas in Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, obviously a superstar in the UK as well, and then probably about 10 others who are right at that top level. So it's a strong division, and it's got people on a mainstream basis really tapping into boxing. It helps the sport, no doubt, when there are these massive fights, because then everyone's talking about boxing and there's an overflow, there's other fights coming up and they get mentioned. And this is an enormous promotion. It's been huge through the entire course of it, but it was advertised during the Super Bowl. The numbers are enormous already, and it's one that's really broken through in the US and in the UK as well. So the heavyweights are well and truly back, and it's great for the sport.
We're going to get the odds shortly on this, but before I do tell you the odds, who are you leaning towards? Because it is quite close in the market.
Yeah, I've had a look at the odds through the course. They've been moving just a little bit around. I think that the value bet, I don't know exactly what it is at the moment. I know it was $250 a week or so ago, is for Deontay Wilder to win this fight by knockout. I just think that the first time around, we saw that Tyson Fury is susceptible to the huge right hand of Deontay Wilder, as is everyone, because it's massive. He went down. He did get up that time around, but a second time, knowing the power that's coming at him, if he gets hit that hard again, and you'd have to think he gets hit at some point in this fight, can he get up again? If he can, then Tyson Fury is simply made of something else. So I think the value is the knockout for Deontay Wilder.
All right, I reckon there'll be plenty of people tuned in on the weekend. And also got an Aussie on the undercard too, Daniel Lewis.
Yeah, we do. He's just near me at the moment, actually doing a couple of interviews. We just had the undercard press conference. Yeah, it's a massive opportunity for him, but a massive opponent as well. He's 19 centimetres shorter than his opponent, Daniel Lewis, in this fight. It is freakish how big Sebastian Fundora is. He's 197 centimetres. He's a super welterweight, so the same division that Tim Tszyu fights in, that we'll see Tim Tszyu and Jeff Horn fight against each other in. So 197 centimetres, what, about 6'5 and a half? That is ridiculous. So he's 19 centimetres taller than Daniel Lewis. He'll go out there and he's going to have to punch him to the body, bring him down a bit closer to him, and then try and finish him off. Lewis goes in as an underdog, but they are enormously confident that he's going to win this fight. And it is a huge step for him. It's a big step up in class, but it's a massive opportunity on a card that will be seen right around the world. And he'll be televised as well. He'll actually open the show at 1 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time this Sunday on Main Event, Daniel Lewis and Sebastian Fundora. So wherever you're going to watch the fight, or if you're ordering it at home via Main Event, then make sure you tune in from the start, because you're going to see an Aussie with a huge man in front of him trying to do something that would really make waves on the international boxing stage.
Well, Vegas is a good time any time of year, but I reckon it'd be something else when there's a big bout, big heavyweight stash on the agenda. Ben, good luck to you. Look forward to hearing more about it on Fox Sports.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's a massive day on Sunday or Saturday night over here. Really looking forward to seeing Daniel Lewis in action, and can't wait, of course, for the rematch, Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. Thank you.
Main events there. You can check it out. It's Ben Damon with us from Fox Sports, Chief Boxing Reporter. It's going to be big. Both of those men, they're big men, 6'9 and 6'7.
Huge.
Big men. Just punch the little suitcase out of each other.
And big, big money they're getting for this fight.
Yes. By the way, Ben said 1 p.m. is the kickoff of the main event coverage, and Daniel Lewis involved there. About 4 o'clock is expected walk-in of Deontay and Tyson. $120 million.